Saturday Night Country with Felicity Urquhart on ABC Radio.
Australia's home of country music.
This is the Saturday Night Country House Concert Podcast.
Lovely to have your company on Saturday Night Country. We are on air, online and on podcast. Don't forget, you can always listen back to the entire show as well on our website or tune in to ABC Country, our digital radio station as well, to get your fill of country music 24/7. Right now, though, you can get your fill of Luke Dickens. He is back, and it's been 8 years since the Shearer from Young in New South Wales won Star Maker. Can you believe that? Time is flying. 10 years as well since he hit the big time on TV with Australian Idol. He's back now with his third album, After the Rain. Plenty to celebrate. Let's hear Bad Seed from Luke Dickens.
Last thing in the world anybody thought was that the politician's daughter get caught smoking pot. She had the windows rolled down, you could smell it from a mile away. So folks sent her off to finish in school. They said to get an education, learn to live by the rules. And all the folks back home wagged their tongues saying, what a shame. Said he would make her a star, straight to number one with the very first record she knew. Now the folks back home, well, they were glued to their tubes, watching the politician's daughter making headline news, biting their tongues, remembering what they used to say. She was just a bad seed, living out of wild dreams. That girl was nothing but trouble.
Saturday Night Country. Well, that is from the brand new Luke Dickens album, After the Rain, and that is Bad Seed. I don't know about that. Is it true? Bad Seed? You'd never be a bad seed, Luke, would you?
Nah, it's true about the lady I was singing about. But
yeah, no, not you.
I'm a good seed, mate. Not How are you going, Fliss?
Oh, I'm very well. It's nice to have you back on Saturday Night Country.
Thanks so much. It feels like forever. It's been a long time.
It does feel like forever from where I'm sitting too. So why has it sort of taken so long, Luke? Has life got in the way?
Life has got in the way, to tell you the truth. I mean, most people, you know, my friends and that, know that my 10-year-old boy pretty much goes everywhere I go.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's Jordan, isn't it?
Yeah, Geordie boy.
Yeah.
He's training him up, you see, to be a drummer so that I can cut costs eventually on the band. But
he's going to get too smart for that. And he'll be like, Dad, I'm onto your scheme.
That's a stupid thing to say, isn't it? I've been paying for lessons for the last 4 years, so I suppose he's already in front by a mile.
But, do you think you're entitled to a few free gigs then for all those lessons?
At least a couple, for sure. But then again, he puts up a pretty good argument when he believes in something, so I've got that to look forward to.
Well, it sounds like it's Dad's little mate, and you wouldn't have it any other way.
Mate, I love him to death, and he loves the music, and it's great to have him along. But as you know, Fliss, you can't take him everywhere, and for a long time there was only me and him growing up, with me and Young, and it was that sort of put the anchors on touring and stuff like that, and not to mention, you know, the money side of things. I'm an independent artist, and everything I've sort of done for this project I've had to save up for. So, you know, that's basically the reason that there's been an 8-year gap between recordings.
Mm. I know that, you're still in the Young area, aren't you? That's still home?
For now. I mean, where are we? We're March and already, gee whiz. Yeah, I'm a bit nervous, but we're moving for the first time in ever to up to Brizzy. I'm getting married in October and up we go, mate, to start a new life.
And you move into Queensland. You know, state of origin, though, you still have to wear your blues, don't you?
Oh, look, it's nothing new to me, sitting there in a bloody blues jumper getting picked on at the pub, so... What's the difference?
That's right. Well, there's just more numbers in Queensland. That's all of those maroon jerseys.
Well, The thing is, I think the last couple of times there's been an outstanding Queensland win. I think I was up at Broadbeach or somewhere like that playing gigs, and I thought, oh, you know what, I've got the night off, I'm going to go down and check out the game. And I've never felt so bloody uncomfortable. But, mate, I won't be changing colours.
No, well, how exciting. Congratulations on your wedding. How lovely. I was going to say, I knew you've got a fiancé and Sammy, I believe. So lovely to hear. You've found your feet and things are going well. So this is going to be your year then.
Oh, I really hope so, Fliss. So far it's going great. We've just decided that we've never, ever been quite busy enough, so we've crammed everything into 2019. And on top of an album launch and making a video and you know, we got junior footy on the weekends and a bunch of gigs. Yeah, we've decided to get married, and then we've decided we're going to move house. And it's crazy, mate, but it's really enjoyable.
Well, I asked you to bring your guitar, and there's lots to celebrate with the album and everything you've mentioned that is also coming on this year. Some surprises that I didn't know. I did know there was a wedding, but I didn't know you're moving. So it's a huge year for you, Luke. And I'd love you to, first of all, play something for us. It is the house concert. It's where you've got to bring in your guitar. Nothing's changed in 8 years. It's all the same. Bring your guitar and we'll talk about the album, but I'd love you to play for me and tell me the stories behind the songs or the recording and any of the bits and pieces we don't get to know about when we put a CD on. So what are you going to play for us, and what stories have you got to tell?
Oh, I could play you my first single from the album if you like. This is called Let It Burn. As you know, when you decide you're going to throw a stack of money at an album, you got to get all your best songs together, and your producer will throw a stack at you as well. And I got Sam Hawksley to work with me this time around, and he
and that's tricky because he's in Nashville these days. So did you fly over to Nashville?
We did, and that was sort of the pre-wedding honeymoon sort of thing we agreed on, because we didn't think we were going to have a cent left after it. But to tell you the truth, when I finally decided, you know, not last year, but the end of the year before, that I wanted to record again, I was faced with the dilemma of not knowing who to record with. You know, there are so many great producers and great musos in this country that I was just a little bit stuck, and half of them are my mates, you know.
Mm.
So when Sam asked me what I was up to, I had a spot with him at the Tamworth Country Music Festival, I think, and he said, what's in the pipeline? And I said, I've got a bunch of songs, mate, and I want to record, but I don't know who to go with. And he said, oh, well, just come over and do it with us. And I said, well, you've just added to the bloody dilemma.
Yeah, another one.
And he had a bit of a laugh, but the deal sounded pretty good, and I love the stuff that he's done, and as a musician, he's a genius, according to me and everybody that, you know, everybody that uses him throughout the festival. He's,
yeah, he's a
really
wonderful player.
Really on the ball. Mm. And anyway, the selling point was, you know what, let's go overseas and get this job done and have a bit of a holiday at the same time.
Well, so. Good on you, Luke. And it is congratulations to Sam's great work. And there's some nice guitar tones on this album indeed. I do love a good guitar sound. So.
Oh, there really is, mate. Sam's all over it with his guitar. But there's, you know, there's Rob McNally's on there too. And that's Bob Seger's right-hand guy.
Yes, handy.
These days. And, oh, mate, I was really stoked to just to meet him, let alone have him play on my record, you know. It was a really surreal sort of a moment, I guess. I'm a massive Bob Seger fan, and not to mention Delbert McClinton and, and you know, a bunch of other really cool Roosters as well. So,
cool,
yeah,
Roosters.
he put his own touch on a bunch of my songs, which was great. But as I said, Sam brought a few demos to the table, and Let It Burn was one of them.
All right, well, let's hear it for the house concert. This is Luke Dickens. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Might be at you since the last album, but I think it was worth the wait. After the Rain is out now, but he's here for the house concert. It's over to you, Luke.
Yo.
You know she was red hot, gonna be a long shot, buddy, from the get-go. You weren't the first heart, second or the third heart she ever broke. Got a little too close, gotta learn to let go, take it from an old pro. Only love, it ain't fair, ain't no going back there. All you really gotta know, whoa, whoa, is let it burn, let it burn. Let it be a lesson learned. Don't be in a hurry to jump back in the fire. Let it burn, let it sting for a minute. Give yourself time before you rush back in it. Take a little time, take another turn. Go ahead and let it burn. Dude, you're gonna be fine. Take a little downtime, think you're gonna live. Maybe take a road trip, give her memory the slip. Find a little redhead, kiss her on the lips. Let it burn, let it burn. Let it be a lesson learned. Don't be in a hurry to jump back in the fire. Let it burn, let it sting for a minute. Give yourself time before you rush back in it. Take a little time, take another turn. Go ahead and let it burn. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Let it burn, let it burn. Let it be a lesson learned. Don't be in a hurry to jump back in the fire. Oh, let it burn, let it burn. Let it be a lesson learned. Don't be in a hurry to jump back in the fire. Let it burn, let it sting for a minute. Give yourself time before you rush back in it. Take a little time, take another turn. Go ahead and let it, go ahead and let it. Go ahead and let it burn. Go ahead and let it burn. Uh-oh, yeah. Ooh, right. Ooh, let it burn.
Saturday Night Country, that's Luke Dickens for the house concert with Let It Burn. And that has been the new single as well. You've heard it here on the show, but that is Luke on his own in the studio, stomping a tambourine with his feet, thrashing that guitar and singing like you've never heard. Luke, you haven't lost it. I tell you what, I just feel like we're in the room together. You're in Sydney and I'm up the highway a little bit. And Luke, is it just nice to be back doing your thing?
Really nice to be back, Fliss. I love it here. And, you know, the only thing was, I mean, I spent quite a bit of time in Sydney there a few years ago. And I was living here for a few years while I was travelling around and making music. And
was that during the Idol time?
A little after that.
A little bit. So nearly like 11, oh, well, that was 11 years ago, wasn't it?
Ten.
Yeah, sorry, but, I added an extra one.
But exactly. Probably 8 years ago, I was living here for, you know, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, and I still got lost. I turned up looking for this place and I took a few wrong turns and I thought, oh, yeah, good one, mate. You know, I always remember when I'm about 100 metres up the road and the navvy goes out on me because there's a bridge over my head and I'm like, uh-oh. Once upon a time, I knew this place back to front. But everything's changing, but it's really exciting. It's great to be back.
Luke Dickens, and we'll be talking about where you can catch up with Luke as well. As you mentioned, he's moving to Queensland a bit later on in the year. Does that mean you'll be hanging up your shearing... What do you call them? Your shears.
Hanging up
your tools.
Hanging up the hand piece or the mockos or the whatever. But it does, mate. I love shearing. I really do. It's, you know, they're my mates and it's what I'm good at. And but there's not very many sheep around the area we'll be living. I'm gonna try and make a go of the music full time for a little while. But I'm not ashamed to say that sometimes it can be tough, you know. And we've got 3 kids between us, me and Sam. And so, you know, if I've got to go and get a part-time job through the week, well, so be it. I've got a semi-licence. I've always wanted to have a crack at being a truckie, so that might be just around the corner.
Could you not say the word have a crack at? Because that worries me if you're driving a semi and I'm going past you.
Nah, you know how it is.
Yes.
But many good songs have been written behind the wheel of a Kenworth, mate.
So. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm not taking anything away from that. I'm saying you go for it, but don't just have a crack at it. Just do it properly, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's a promise.
Yeah, promise. Luke Dickens is joining us, and it's so lovely to catch up. And as I look down the album titles and the co-writers, it's lovely that you've been teaming up with your good mate, Luke Austin. I mean, just because his name's Luke, you guys like to hang out quite a bit. You've been doing it for a number of years now. Did you meet during the Star Maker days and reunion concerts, or was it before then?
Well, I'd never heard of Luke after I finished Idol. That was in 2008. I actually teamed up with Amber Lawrence for a bit of a tour, and she said, "I've got this dude on board, Luke Austin. His name is, great player, and he's just won Star Maker, and his new album rocks." And I'm like, "Beauty. Let's meet him," and he's come on board. And he, as you know, he was pretty traditional country sort of a lad, but I just loved it. I loved everything about it. My style was completely different back then, but I looked up to what he was doing and where his songs came from. And fast forward a couple of years, we ended up teaming up to do a bit of a tour, just me and him. And we went across the country. We went from Sydney to Perth, I think, and, I don't know, played 20 or 30 gigs. And in that time, we jotted down a bunch of ideas. And
I'm just imagining what you got up to on the road.
Oh, we were pretty good. I think we actually had a run-in halfway across the Nullarbor.
Did you? There was with some, each other?
Yeah, there was. I remember there was somebody. Something happened. He pulled up at the venue, you know, and they were ready to set up. But me and BJ were way up the road, you know, sort of taking our time, pulling up, taking photos, video and stuff, and. And when I got there, you know, him and my other guitarist, Matty, they weren't talking to me. And I'm like, what's the matter, boys? They're like, oh, mate, you know, we wanted to get here and set up and so we could go and have a rest. And I'm like, hey, I get it, but, I mean, I'm not just cooling it back there. I'm taking some footage, man. I want people to know what we're doing and where we've been and the whole social media thing, you know. I mean, the budget wasn't huge, so we weren't taking a camera crew with us. We had to do it ourselves. But, you know, and he told me, mate, where I come from, like you set up and you do the gig and that's sort of how it is. And I said, yeah, but, mate, you've been touring with some big names for a long time and I haven't been doing it at all. Like, I've got to get my name out there and this is how I do it. So I think once we got that out of the way.
You resolved it over a glass of something yummy?
We did, quite a few, actually, or just a couple. I can't remember how it went, but we ended up sorting out our differences and became pretty good mates ever since.
How lovely.
We did another tour of the same name, except we went north another time, and then we teamed up later on with Travis Collins and Liam Brew.
Yes,
and it could have been on that trip that we were heading out somewhere, out back somewhere. And anyway, we pulled out one of these old songs that we started when we were crossing the Nullarbor one stage. And one of them, I remember, like the radio man, it was about a truckie to begin with, but Wolf Creek had just made the sequel, and I thought that was cool. I was right into those movies, and I came home and I changed it altogether. And I gave him a call one day, and I said, "Hey, mate, I've made a couple of changes to that song, and tell me what you reckon." And I turned it from something, you know, that was just about a truckie waking up in a different spot every day to a song about a serial killer.
Yeah, it's hardcore.
He just said, "I don't know how that's going to fly, bro, but it rocks." It's rocking, so it was fun.
Well, you've got me now. I'm torn because I had One Small Town Down that we might play because there's a couple of co-writes on the album with Luke Austin. So do I play Radio Man? Should we go there? Because you've just given it a nice little talk.
You're asking the wrong guy, mate. I'm as proud of each and every song.
Well, I'm going to do it. Let's do it because we just heard a really good story about it. And if you've not seen Wolf Creek but you know the story, then it'll still put chills down your spine. But this is Radio Man from the brand new album After the Rain.
That's fading fast. Now it won't be long until I find the next one, and she won't be the last. Sweet Loretta Martin never got back to where she came from. Climbed aboard my caddy, smoked a great big fatty, then we rolled. Halfway across the Nullarbor, we pulled into where she lay. Yeah, yeah. Where's your sense of humor, baby? All I wanna do is play. Play me Midnight Rider, Ramble Man. There's a baboon rising on the road. Just weren't destined to be. She started hauling ass for an escort business, one that made her feel successful and free. All the boys in Houston liked what she was producing, so they sent her right across the sea. That's how she wound up cruising with the radio man and me. Blaming Midnight on Ride. Rattle and bones, tumbleweed and sand.
Saturday Night Country on ABC Local Radio.
Yeah, that is Radio Man, and inspired by, well, inspired by a little bit of Wolf Creek. And you said you write into those sort of shows or movies, and I don't know, do you listen to podcasts about all those sorts of detective stories too?
To tell you the truth, I've never heard I've heard a podcast before, but I was pretty out of it. It was late after a gig, and I was cruising with a guy that played guitar with me back at the time, and I think it was 2 a.m, and he was playing me this Bob Dylan podcast where Bob's actually talking and presenting, introducing these songs and whatever. And the whole theme, well, actually, that's what it is, theme night with Bob Dylan, I think.
Uh-huh.
And this one theme, this particular night, was cops and robbers. So it was all about, you know, like, I mean, and he was playing everything from everyone, not just his songs. And it was really cool. He'd come on there and he's mad, you know, PM voice or AM voice, I should say, 2 a.m.
yes.
voice. And
nicely,
you know,
put.
He'd start talking about what these songs are about, or he'd sort of get a bit poetic with it. But
that would be interesting.
It was so cool, but that was years ago. I'm talking 6 years ago, probably, since I've heard that, and I haven't heard a podcast since. I've got to get amongst it.
Well, there's a lot of podcasts about crimes, and a lot of country artists are into listening to them, and you've either got to kind of have the stomach for some of those things, because they're true life stories, and they're a bit too heavy for me. I'm a bit more sunshine than that sort of doom and gloom. Your Wolf Creek song's probably as far as I can go. Okay.
Well, to answer your question, I don't get into that stuff too much these days, but back then I certainly did. Yeah, I was right into it.
Well, he's a changed man. Luke Dickens is joining us Saturday Night Country, and we're going to hear another song for the house concert as well. But before that, if you need to retune a guitar, we can do all that too, Luke. But there's a lady that is a special guest on your album. Actually, there's a couple of special guests, and her name is Nyssa Ray. Now, this name is a new name to me. Tell me Nyssa's background.
Nyssa is a beautiful friend of ours from Brizzy. I didn't know her before I played alongside her at a little underground gig. The Walrus Club was the name of the place. And I just saw, oh yeah, Nyssa Ray's playing, and then Luke Dickens is playing, and there was about, I don't know, 30 or 40 people down there, and it's a really neat little bar. And off of memory, it was a live music promotions bit of a end-of-year party that Sammy held. And anyway, I'd never heard her before, but once I entered this little room and she was singing some Melissa Etheridge, I think, I just thought, holy dooly, how am I meant to play after that? It was one of those moments. And she's just got a mini maten and a stomp box and a cajon that she bangs away on, and she loops everything up and sounds just fantastic. Anyway, it was a pleasure to listen to her and a pleasure to meet her. I went over to Nashville with full intentions of finding Sheryl Crow and holding a hostage, or captive at least, just for a little while.
Yeah, and your producer would have helped you with that. I'm sure Sam Hawksley is. Well, I know he's a big fan.
I didn't realise we shared the same passion. That he kind of. I said to him, you know, what's the chances of getting Sheryl to have a listen to this song of mine called What If? And he goes, yeah, I'll send it straight through.
She's on speed dial. I'll just call her up.
he's like, oh, I actually know a few people in her camp. And then as soon as he said that, I'm like, oh, man, there's a chance. And I think we actually did send the song through, but, I mean, there must have been a family emergency or something, because she didn't get back to me.
No, of course.
But anyway, time was short. We were only over there for 10 days or so, and I really wanted to get cracking on this album. So I came home and I asked Nyssa if she'd mind having a listen, and would she please sing on it, just to, you know, so we could have a feel and see what it sounded like. And she said, I'd love to do that, and if you don't like it, like, I totally get it. And I heard it and I was just blown away.
Oh,
you
know? How great.
She's amazing.
Yeah,
I love
beautiful
it.
Singer. I'm totally into it as well. So thank you for showcasing a new talent to us here on Saturday Night Country. I think it's wonderful. So let's hear What If. This is from the new Luke Dickens album, After the Rain.
Thank you.
right now, but that would be wrong. I'd say everything my heart wants to say. I'm aching to hold you in the light of the day. But she's here with me, and he's there with you. What if we could be together? I'll never have to let you go. I'd hold you in my arms forever. I guess we'll never know. I wonder what it really feels like not to have to say goodbye. Instead of these separate lives we live, what if?
There's a picture
That is brand new, What If, from Luke Dickens and Nissa Ray, and that is on the new album, After the Rain. It's the house concert. It's the album launch showcase with Luke as well joining us tonight. Nice to have him back in Sydney in our ABC studio in the TARDIS, and I'm a bit further north. But it's really great, Luke. I just feel like we're in the same room together. It's amazing. Oh, did you just leave the room?
No, I just banged my knee.
Oh, you're right.
No, I just dropped the lid on my guitar case. I'm looking around for my phone, actually, to see if I can get the tuner on it so I can tune my guitar.
I think Pete Dennehy has a song called Looking... Oh, at my phone, not looking for my phone.
Yeah, well, you've got my full attention. I'm not just playing Angry Birds.
Yeah, I like how you said you wanted to tune your guitar with it. You were playing. You were texting a friend, weren't you?
I was just going to tune a guitar while that last song was on, but I couldn't find it. Sam had it. She was filming some stuff for me. I said, don't be afraid to film some stuff. It's really cool in here.
Oh, that's lovely.
I'd love to look back.
And g'day, Sam. How nice. Hello. Oh, there she is in the background. Oh, how nice. And no wonder you're on your best behaviour tonight then, Luke. I'm only stirring.
My behaviour never changes.
No, of course not. Hey, Luke, I think we should get you to, now you talked about the guitar and tuning it, let's see if it is out of tune. You want to give it a bit of a strum there, and I'd love you to play another song for us.
All right. I'm just going to keep rolling.
Yeah, you go.
I think it's in tune.
Sounds good.
I didn't get to tune it, but the temperature's pretty good in here. I don't condone the act of stalking, but this was a song I wrote about a lady that just can feel someone, you know, sort of checking her out, I suppose, from the distance. And I showed it to Luke Austin, and he thought it was cool. So, I mean, he lent a few lines, and then I showed Jake Colley a little later, and he said, let's just, maybe we should move away from the creepy side and throw in a little twist at the end. So we did, and this was all just a crazy dream. This is called The Big Bad Wolf. It's a quarter after midnight, and the moon is high. There's a flicker of a street light out the corner of your eye. Out there in the distance, you see the figure of a man. But your heart begins to race and your legs keep on sinking in the sand. It's the big bad wolf, and he knows your name. It's the big bad wolf, baby, and he's back again. He knows you're all alone, no one to hear his scream. You've got so far to go, can't turn back to where you've been. Hand upon your shoulder sends a shiver up your spine. There's breathing down your neck with only one thing in mind. It's the big bad wolf, and he knows your name. It's the big bad wolf, baby, and he's back again. All right. In bed, it was just a crazy dream. Your conscience is clear and your hands are clean. Over in the shadows, you see a familiar silhouette, and your heart begins to race. She lights a cigarette, she blows it in your face and says, boy, don't you ever forget, I'm the big bad wolf. Baby, say my name. I'm the big bad wolf, baby, the big bad wolf, and I'm back again. All right. Knock, 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 won't you let me in? Little Red's riding the hood again. I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow you down. The big bad wolf is back in town. Ha da da da, ha da da ba, ha da da ba ba da ba ba da, ha da da da, ha da da ba, ha da da da, ha da 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 da. Say my name.
Oh, Well, Luke Dickens, that whistle blew me away. Pardon the pun, but that is some smooth whistling and the big bad wolf.
Thank you. That was Sammy whistling. She whistled her head off.
Was it really? No, okay.
I'm just trying to make her laugh. She's sitting there.
Well, you made me smile as well. That is really good fun, the big bad wolf and Saturday Night Country. We are joined by Luke Dickens. After the Rain is his new album. It's been 8 years since the last one. Can't believe it. Produced in Nashville with the Aussie expat Sam Hawksley. And, of course, it was a big shindig in Tamworth this year for the big 40 years of Starmaker. And does it feel a bit like yesterday, or did it feel like it was 2011 when you won Starmaker? I can't believe it. Years are flying past, aren't they?
It's a real spin out. I only get to Tamworth kind of once a year, you know, for the festival. So if you want to put all those times together, it's really only kind of in 8 weeks. But since I won. But it does seem like yesterday. I mean, when a big thing like that happens, it really sticks with you, doesn't it?
Was Sam in the band and MD when you won back then? Do you remember?
Not quite sure, to tell you the truth. Mm. I was new to Tamworth and I was new to the whole festival and everyone in it.
So everyone's name and what they played was a new experience.
Absolutely. I remember coming off Australian Idol and I got to know all those session guys and the production of that was enormous, and I thought, wow, you know, it was something new to me. And when I applied for Starmaker, I thought, this is going to be a walk in the park because I've done it all before. And I've rocked up and stepped onto the big stage at Trek, and
it was a new world.
Band and the PA and everything was just as big, if not a little bigger than the studio stuff for Idol. So I was a little blown away. I just thought, holy dooly, this is actually a massive deal, because I only entered because of, you know, talking about it with Luke Austin way back then. So, yeah, it really did blow me away, and it stayed with me.
And another thing I know you're proud of is helping those in the region around Young, particularly with mental health at the moment. You're fundraising for them, aren't you?
I am, mate. We've had a real battle with mental health in our region, and the level of especially men that have taken their own lives is high. It's too high, and it's, I guess, the problem with our little town is everyone's been raised pretty tough, you know what I mean, and they're all hard workers. It's a blue collar town, and they're not the sort of blokes that are going to ask for a shoulder. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's been the problem in Australia, I mean, Australia-wide, for a long time. But gee whiz, when you grow up in a town where you know everybody, it makes it really tough. And anyway, we've decided that it's time that we start to speak up and make a bit of a change. It's a lot of people don't know what to say or what to do or where the funds go when you do raise money. So a family in Young, the Holmes family, who lost one of theirs, who was a mate of mine, Brendan, we played footy together, you know, only this year he lost his life, and they've decided to put together an initiative called the Sup Holmes. Sup as in, you know, what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Their surname being Holmes. And anyway, the money is going to go towards trips away for men that need it, you know, that'll be led by mentors that have been trained by Mental Health First Aid Australia.
Fantastic.
So if you get diagnosed with depression, or even if you feel like that you want to be there for someone else that you know might be struggling or whatever, but you don't really want to yarn too much about it or know what to say, well, guess what? This fishing trip's for you blokes, you know what I mean? And I'd like to go on it too. And if the if it's a successful, you know, we're going to raise funds a few times through the year and try and make it an annual top-up.
Well done. And if people want to know more about it, they can jump on social media with you and send you a message, or get on and search up Sup Holmes and find out a bit more. But I think it's marvellous what you're doing, Luke Dickens, and it has been so lovely catching up tonight. You can't wipe the smile off my face. It's been lovely. And I want to go out with one more track, a song co-written with your good mate Bill Chambers, because I remember when you two were recording together. So you also got in Adam Harvey on this one. So tell us about this song and we'll head on out with it.
Oh, I was talking about this song only this morning to another guy. He said, "Hung Up on You." It's obviously a love song. And I said, "Well, not really, mate. I rang Bill and I said, I want to write a song." He said, "You beauty." Bill lives about 6 hours away from me. So I thought, that's all right. I'll stay in Sydney for the night and I'll catch you in the morning. He said, "You beauty." So I stayed in Sydney and might have had a couple too many grogs. Jumped in the car the next day and I had to stop 3 times on the way to Bill's. And when I finally got there, he looked at my eyes and he said, "What have you done?" And I said, "I don't know. Let's just write." And he said, "You got any ideas?" And I said, "Not really." And he said, "Well done, mate. How about I'm hung over again because I'm hung up on you?" And and there it was. We just said, "You beauty." And we sat down and we wrote. I always wanted to write a real country song, and this is it. I also thought it'd be pretty funny to have a bloke like Harvey telling me at the end of the track that it was time to go home. For anyone that knows Adam Harvey, he's usually the one saying, "How about we just have one more?"
Yeah, I don't think it's home, isn't it? Just straight to Harvey's bar?
Yeah, exactly.
Luke, it's been great catching up, and people can jump on all your social media posts and get in touch to grab a copy, and we'll mention some dates where people can see you around the country. Thanks, Luke, and congratulations.
Thanks so much, Fliss. Good on you. See you soon.
Here it is, Hung Up on You.
Yeah. it's true, I'm hung up on you.
Luke Dickens.
Time to go home.
And Adam Harvey. Of course, you've got to have the last word there, Harvey. Hung up on you. And you better jump on Luke's social media for all of those dates and where you can catch up with Luke. And better still, invite him to come and do a house concert at your place, just like we have here tonight. He would probably enjoy that.